When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, what's up? I hope your new month is starting off well. Wherever you are in the world, whatever you're working on, I hope you're taking some time for yourself. I hope you're trying to take some time to think about your ideas and how you can move forward with them in the midst of, no doubt, a busy life. All right. Now, today we're going to talk about walking tours. Or actually, I've got this listener question from, I believe, Antonio in Barcelona. And I love walking tours because whenever I visit a new place and I'm looking for a way to experience more of the city, especially through the eyes of someone who lives there, a walking tour is a great option. Okay, so if you happen to be traveling at some point and you're like, how can I get to see the city, not just go to the usual places, not just go on the typical, you know, tourist experiences, but still be safe and still do something easy, just Google the name of the city and then walking tour. You know, I've had some great experiences in places as far field as Jakarta or Johannesburg, many others. And so today's caller is a tour operator, I believe from Barcelona, as mentioned, who hosts visiting Americans and other tourists. Now, of course, you know, travel has been off and on over the past couple of years. It's got him thinking, how can he diversify his income specifically? And maybe not just diversify, but how might he earn recurring revenue? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode, coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello, Chris. This is Antonio, and I started listening to the show last year. I live in Barcelona, and I have been slowly starting a tour business for visiting Americans and some Canadians. Of course, travel is not nearly what it was a few years ago, but I'm in it for the long term. My hope is that in a year or two, I'll be positioned to grow into a larger service. However, as part of that, I'd really like to be working on some kind of recurring revenue. Operating a travel business during COVID has made it even more clear how important it will be to know I had a certain amount of money coming every month. Still, it seems a tour business would be difficult to turn into a subscription, right? Can you think of anything I could do to be less dependent on the cycle of incoming travelers? The revenue also varies because of the seasons, in addition to whatever else is happening. Thank you for your help, and I hope you come visit us in Spain soon.
Antonio, thank you so much for listening in Barcelona, a beautiful city. I haven't been in a very long time, but hopefully I'll come back at some point and take a tour. All right, listeners, why is recurring revenue so smart? Well, it's because it's predictable and sustainable. You know, the benefit is in the phrase itself, recurring revenue, revenue that reoccurs. The tricky part is, you know, not every business can have recurring revenue. And, you know, sometimes it's just not really built into the logical order of the business model, like a walking tour of a city. I think for most walking tours, you know, the customers themselves are one-off in the sense that they don't necessarily want or need a subscription. You know, like when I went to Jakarta, I really enjoyed my walking tour, but I also didn't have any immediate plans to return, you know, after I left Indonesia and went back to Hong Kong. So, you know, some kind of membership model where I could take as many tours as I'd like or whatever, it just wouldn't work well. That's why I think don't try to force it. You know, recurring revenue, yes, of course, it's great and wonderful, but not every business is going to have that kind of model. So I would say, you know, you want to have more predictable income, you want to increase your income. Let's think about that. You know, what if there's a way for people on one tour to purchase a discounted tour for someone else, you know, perhaps sometime in the future? Also focus on what else you could sell to people taking a tour, you know, without trying to sell too much, but like what other needs do they have? Are they traveling elsewhere in Spain after visiting Barcelona? You know, maybe you can arrange something in other cities. Like, I don't know exactly what it is, but I would say, you know, at least with this particular business, don't think so much about recurring revenue. Think about ancillary revenue or upsells or cross sells. You know, what else can you sell to people who are interested in a tour? I think that's a better answer than how can you get them to commit to a membership or a subscription package. That's my €2 at least. Antonio, thank you again. Listeners, if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with all of our other segments, updates from listeners as they grow their projects, stories, case studies, tips, and so much more. I am thankful for you. You can subscribe or follow wherever you like to listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.